Springfield is the only city in the state to run its own coal-fired power plant. Now, its public utility, City Water, Light, and Power, may close most of its coal plant. As Illinois Newsroom's Mary Hansen reports, the closure makes for a complicated economic picture for this city of 115,000 residents.
Michael Cassidy takes a break from his trucking job at a gas station off I-55.
And then start work roughly around 5:30, quarter to 6, drive up to Williamsville, get a load of coal, take it to CWLP, and then just back and forth all day.
CWLP is City Water, Light, and Power, Springfield's public electricity provider. Cassidy hauls coal from the mine in Williamsville to the plant on Lake Springfield, about 16 miles away.
All day long, just back and forth. A little boring, yes.
Springfield officials are considering a plan to close 3 of its 4 coal generators. A report on CWLP's future found that the cost to run them is more than what the utility can sell the electricity for on the wholesale market. And the generators require costly updates over the next few years. The Energy Authority's report also recommended more renewable energy, either by building solar and wind farms or by buying electricity at set prices from other companies. The move has Cassidy worried about the future.
There's about 20 CWLP dedicated drivers that would, I guess, be put out of work or have to go do something else.
Then there are the 300 jobs at the mine and the 180 jobs at the plant, though CWLP officials say not all would be at risk.
Anytime there's job loss, those dollars that those employees are earning cease to circulate in the local economy.
That's Chris Hembro, president and CEO of the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce. Still, what a coal plant closure might mean for jobs and businesses is more complicated. Hembro says commercial customers in Springfield, so not you and me paying our monthly utility bill, but the hospitals, manufacturers, restaurants, and state buildings, pay more than what they would in surrounding communities. Hembro says that slows business growth and expansion.
Because rates are so high, so therefore it goes directly to the business's bottom line, dollars that they could invest in other employees, therefore growth, dollars they could invest in capital investment on their physical plant.
The Chamber commissioned a separate study last year that found commercial customers were paying 30% to 100% more than they would if they bought from Ameren, the next closest electricity provider. CWLP officials acknowledge rates are higher, but disagree with the specific numbers. The study also suggests that businesses are subsidizing residential customers, paying more so families can pay less.
My father always said that we used to have the cheapest electricity in the area because we had our own power plant. Now, unfortunately, it looks like we're the opposite.
That's Adam Solomon. He's the chief operating officer and president of Solomon Colors, a manufacturing company on the north end of Springfield.
So actually, this building that we're standing in right now is from the old power plant from the early 1900s of the city of Springfield that we are now repurposing for our own manufacturing purposes.
Solomon Colors makes specialty colored concrete mixes and equipment, and they're one of the larger electricity users in the city. The firm that did the rate study also offered a model to compare electricity prices. If Solomon was just outside of Springfield, they would pay around $127,000 less every year than they do now. Solomon says that matters because the company is partly employee-owned.
Well, we're an ESOP company. The more we make, it helps the company ourselves. It helps the 100 employees that we have in this plant.
Hembro with the Chamber and Solomon say they want Springfield to address rates with the utility's long-term plan. Doug Brown, the chief engineer for CWLP, says that's possible. He doesn't dispute the commercial ratepayers pay more. He says the way to correct that is to follow the Energy Authority's recommendations, shuttering the coal generators and striking up deals with other electricity providers to buy power. Once that's done,
we are wanting to do basically a cost of service study for all of our rates and see where things can be realigned.
The city council would have to approve the new rates. But Brown says the whole rate restructuring process might not start for a year. For now, Cassidy, the truck driver, says he's taking a wait-and-see approach.
In the meantime, just haul the coal. Just keep it moving. You know, that way CWLP can keep the lights on.
I'm Mary Hansen, Illinois Newsroom.